And I will record. Oh, it is recording.
Just like that.
Here we go. Here we are. I'm going to put the chat open beside us. Say hi to everybody. Ooh, how can I make the chat go? Hi, everyone. The Zoom webinar chat should be to the side, I think. Tell us who you are and where you're from. I love it. Yay. Are we with the people? Yes, there's 71 people.
Yeah, they're coming in.
Excellent. Atlanta, Maria. Oh, Maria Nahigian. Hello. And there's Brian and Nadia and Sammy and Kathy and Abby and Kathy from snowy Boston. I know we're in the middle of the storm here. Look at all you guys. Newfoundland. This is so awesome. Look, Doug.
It's amazing. So fun.
You know, it's like so exciting. I love the first night of school. So this is right. I just love it. It's like we've all been dying to get back to school. Where's Anna? Is our Anna here? Actually, Doug, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make you the host.
Yeah, perfect.
So that will help me. Then you can like pick people and stuff like that. Changing.
Yeah.
Doug up church. There we go. Doug is now the host. Yay! And I will say, oh, there's Anna.
Hey, and Quebec.
Santa Fe, Donna Shanahan. My hair looks bad. Thank you. I just had it done. A little cut. It is nice. It's funny though, the lighting. I can never tell what it's going to look like, but thank you so much. Crystal is here. Mary Elizabeth Babcock. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Here she is again. Yay. Sammy Stroh, Sharon D'Angelo. This is so great. Oh, there's Leanne from Australia. You will always know the future. You will always see the future because you but are tomorrow already. Yeah, doesn't it feel like forever? I know. There's Jacqueline Ovein. Oh my gosh. Hey. There's Marie, Jeanette, Monica. Oh, Monica. Monica. Yay. See, you just kind of slide from one thing to the next. It's perfect. Deborah from New Zealand. Yay. Laura Irwin Pinkley, Brighton, Ontario. Is it really cold where you are too? We've had this bizarre storm. Bermuda. I'm going to Nassau in a couple of days. Well, actually, tomorrow I am. Okay. Yay, Cynthia! Look at all the... I just feel so excited.
It's amazing. It's so much fun.
Right? It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So here in Ontario, we had a big giant storm. So hopefully my Wi-Fi tower is going to continue to work. And actually, we are just making it so. We are not allowing any issues to come up whatsoever. So we want to thank everybody for joining us. And we are, I'm going to put the note gallery view. So Doug and I are together here. So if you'd like to see both Doug and myself and Anna and whoever else we bring up here, you're going to want to click speaker view or gallery view. Is that correct, Doug?
That's correct. Gallery view. Speaker view is what shows up once you are in the gallery view. But it's like a toggle. Oh. You go in between the two.
I kind of like it where you see both of us at the same time, like Hollywood Square.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my choice because then blizzards for wizards. That is very funny. And we really do have a blizzard. Mark is in his office across our property and he's going to have to come here in a big parka and boots. From Colette. We have another Colette here. Desert Southwest. Ooh, beautiful. Very beautiful. Okay. Yeah, Hollywood. Oh, Jen Lewis. Oh my God. This feels like old home week. This is so great. All right. For the new students here, do not be concerned that you may be behind the old ones because the old students, everybody that's doing this again, you have to come in here with beginner mind. So you're taking this course from scratch as if you know nothing. I know nothing, Jon Snow, right? You're
Oh, wait a minute. I think this might be the Game of Thrones season. I'm a little getting nervous now.
Well, Game of Thrones is coming back in April. We will be in
April.
Game
of Thrones.
Yeah,
right.
While we're in shared wisdom, there will be Game of Thrones. I know. Hey, there's Lazaro. New epiphanies await us. Exactly. So remember that no matter how many times you take this course, same with personal mastery, you literally come in here from scratch right from the beginning. So I shouldn't call you old students, but I meant returning students, students that never leave home. You know, you guys who never leave.
And one of the things I love that you talk about, Colette, is that like when we are learning, there's this idea that learning is a linear process, but it's more spiral. And there's a little bit of an up-leveling. And so while we each come back to that space of beginner's mind, as you're mentioning, it's also this kind of opportunity to kind of be open and fresh and aware of what could be new and different for me in this moment that is now. So just love inviting yourself, no matter how many times, even myself, having taught this class every time, and Colette and I and Anna, I loved Anna's post, by the way, and I know we'll bring her up in a second, but she talked about how she is looking forward to learn from everybody.
Yeah,
so beautiful, that letter. Because that's what it's about. We learn from you as much as you're going to be learning from the conversations that we have here and from the content that Colette's prepared for you. So it's just so exciting to be back.
Yeah, totally. I love that letter from Anna. Let's actually bring Anna up here.
Yeah.
You are the one that has to
I got her.
You got her already. That's fantastic. Yay. So if you have the speaker view or the gallery view, I don't know which one, whichever is the one where you see all of us, the Hollywood Squares one. Hey, Rose Romani, I loved your post. Hey,
here I am. Hi, everybody.
Fancy Anna's beautiful shirt. Hello, Anna.
I feel like
I'm so excited to be here with everybody.
The headmistress has arrived. It is time for magic and transformation and a tiny bit of mayhem. that's so great. So, Anna, I thought we would, you know, invite everybody. You know, this is the night, this is kind of orientation. It's next week where we go over module one. We want, especially for the new students, we really want you to immerse yourself in getting to know the platform and reading everything that we have, watching all the little videos, and getting yourself up to speed in this first module with what it is that's expected of you, how you need to think differently, et cetera. And then we're going to talk about it next Monday. So tonight is really our orientation. And Anna's going to go over whatever Anna's going to go over. in terms of, we have too much fun. I'm so happy to be here. I can't believe it. It's like I've been waiting this day. When is Oracle School starting? You can tell we love this, right? We love this.
Yeah, this afternoon I was texting Colette. I was like, I'm so excited. Woohoo!
It's so true. That is how we talk. That is how we talk about you. So Anna, what are some of the housekeeping tips that we could go over again? And, you know, just to kind of refresh people's minds and also for the new students, just kind of like the way we like to do things. And I will mute my.
Okay. The first thing I want to say is that this week it is orientation. You're not expected to jump in and start doing things right away. Just relax. We're going to be here through the summer. Just calm down, everybody. Okay. The other thing is that I've been letting people in and I'm still missing about 100 students, and that's a lot. If you are on the fence about whether, I know some people are not comfortable being on Facebook or think that they're going to do the course off by themselves. I will be honest, shared wisdom doesn't work that way as well as personal mastery did, because we're all about the sharing, and 90% of what you're going to learn and your growth is going to come from that sharing. So being here in the classroom, even if you don't interact, but just read through what everybody's writing, that's going to help you a lot. And I can't see any other way to take this course except to be in this classroom. So I really want you guys to come into the classroom, please. Because everybody, we're all here together, and we add all that, our sparkles and our light to this process. So even if you don't, as I wrote in my letter to you guys, even if you only like things and put hearts, it's the energy that's behind that. That's what you're adding to our room. So please, if you haven't joined us, please join us.
And I can add, yeah. So the way, as you know, maybe you don't know, if you were in personal mastery and decided to move on into shared wisdom and you didn't go into the Facebook group, which was fine in personal mastery, we show you a very different way of communicating. We have very, very, specific ways in which we speak to one another in these rooms. And now everybody's in a big room. So most people are used to sharing, et cetera. They know what the guidelines are. And we're really here to share our epiphanies. And so even if you don't want to post, being in the room, like Anna said, you know, is essential, because as you read people's epiphanies and their experiences with the content, your experience is going to be exponentially better than if you were by yourself. Like, you, this is shared wisdom, exactly what Anna said. We have to share. So I personally do not like Facebook. I mean, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I don't like any social media group, right? Trish Nichols doesn't know what the Facebook group is titled. What is it entitled? Shared Wisdom 2019.
It's Shared Wisdom. Trish, just send me if you don't have the link to get in, you should have gotten it in an email. If you don't have it, send me an email or a private message and I'll send it to you. I can't post it anywhere because only students from Shared Wisdom can come into our classroom.
Right.
Okay. Send me a note and I'll give it to you.
Yeah, because quite a few people have said that they don't know if they've been accepted, and I don't see them in the thing on the side.
There's nobody pending right now. Everybody that has requested is in there.
Yeah, so Anna@ColetteBaronReed.com or your private message. They know how to speak to you on Facebook, right? So
yes.
That's really going to be key for you to be part of it. And that's why this first week is an orientation week, right? Betsy's asked. Oh, Betsy said she's asked to join the Facebook group but didn't get in. So that's interesting. So
send me an email, Betsy. Yeah.
Anna at ColetteBaronReed.com. And Nadine said the email came February 6th, inviting all of you into the room. So that's why we take this first week to get everybody situated, and we don't jump in, and you're not expected to really do anything except read. Just kind of get yourself together and start figuring out, is her Facebook name different? That's a good call, Cynthia.
Yeah, she can.
We need you to say this to Anna. My Facebook name is this. Maria, the course is not over in March. Oh my gosh, Maria, did you not know you signed up for a course that is months long? This course doesn't end until the end of the summer. So you're here. We do about eight weeks of intensive. That's when we deliver you all your content, so you're getting used to it. Then we have integration months where you're getting more calls with Anna, one call with Doug and I, and then practice calls with Anna. And then we have another one. I think it's August, right? When we're done. And then you have another class.
I think last call is August.
Is August or mid-July. And then Anna teaches another course for people who want to do that. So yeah, this is a long course. That's why you spent so much money. Okay, Maria, you're not just coming and going. took back my grass to go save all the module reviews and added room again. That's really funny. Okay, Lori. Yeah, so this is... Yeah, sorry, Anna, go ahead. Next thing.
Okay, and this is something that has come up, and I'm just going to mention it here. Most of you do not even know how to do this, but if you are one of those persons who is shy about being on Facebook or doesn't want anyone to know you're there, please do not hide yourself.
Right.
I've had a few students hide themselves. It is against our rules, because what happens is, when I have to close a room or shift people, I cannot find you in the room. Right. And then you tie my hands. Okay? Right. So I'm asking you, please do not hide yourself. Just be in the room with us. Don't worry. Your privacy won't, you know, it's not an invasion of your privacy. No one outside of our groups can see who, you know, anybody in our group or anything you write. So
can I ask you a question, Anna? I didn't even know that was possible to hide yourself.
I didn't know it was possible either until I was cleaning up rooms and I couldn't do what I needed to do because people were hidden from me.
What?
Oh. And I had to look it up on Facebook to see. Oh. And yeah, it's a whole process.
Don't learn that, you guys. So, don't learn how to do that.
Yeah. Please don't do that. And if you do, it is against our rules. Just like you can't block one of the school administrators.
Right.
Otherwise, it's in our guidelines. We'll have to remove you from the school completely because we need to be able to see what you write. So I just wanted to ask that.
Yeah, and that's good. It's good because, oh, that's probably, she goes, my Facebook account is set to only friends. Is that what you mean? No. Uh-uh. No.
It's a very specific thing. It means no one, even if they look your name up in the group, they can't see you.
Oh, that's weird. Why would people do that? It's like creeping around. Okay, whatever. We are not doing that.
So just don't do that. Don't. I just wanted to mention it because today I had 3 hidden people.
Oh.
Okay.
3 hidden people.
3 hidden people.
Yeah, we can't hide here. No hide and go seek. Uh-uh. Anything else, Anna?
That was just a little thing. No one else has to worry about it. Okay, the other thing I want to say is welcome to all the new people. This is going to be an awesome and wonderful experience. And I don't want you, none of us want you to worry about how you're going to post, when you're going to post, what everybody else is posting. Just roll with it. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic course. We do have a lot of fun here. We go deep. The posting is a little different than Personal Mastery. We're not doing so much the daily card as we're posting on our epiphanies that come up within the work that is in our home play.
Yeah.
And another thing, because we have a few go-getters, they like to jump in there and get everything done really quick. I will warn you that we have changed some of the assignments from the way they are actually presented.
Yes.
So always wait until after the call with Colette and Doug before you start doing the assignments, because some of them you will end up having to do again,
right,
differently.
And sometimes, yeah, you know, I think sometimes if people do that, you have to also remember that there's no judgment for the entire time you're in this course. Isn't that amazing? You get to take the word judgment out of your vocabulary until August. So no judging yourself or others. It's all about, that's interesting. You know, even if the odd time you get triggered by content or somebody else in the room, nothing is personal and everything is transpersonal, right? So we're always looking at, oh, what is this energy? How am I engaging this energy? What does this tell me? You know, and like, oh, that's interesting. It's not like, meh. Like, it's very different. And you'll, once you have a number of months immersed in that new way of looking at things, you're going to be staying in the observer more than you're staying in the small self. So you're going to really get a chance to integrate that. It does take time. We have lots and lots of people in here who have done this course a few times now, actually. I think there's a few people that were here from my beta group, my first group. I think Maria was one of those people.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them.
And Gina, Maria. And so you realize that each time you do this, you learn a new strategy for managing your energy. And that's really what we're doing, so that we can be the eye in the storm when the world is going on around us. And as we know, the world is very raucous, right? And life comes at us at times, but we can maintain this really amazing kind of solid yet fluid and flexible sense of self. And when a real, you know, when we look at that really kind of calm, well, you try to be calm, but that sense of self where you're not second guessing yourself all the time. And that's really what you come here and you just keep exploring. I wonder, we keep maintaining that sense of curiosity. Oh, there's Fatima as a beta. There you go. Beta Barnacle, Shelly's again. For those of you who have not been here before, a beta was the name of when I decided to do a beta group, a test group for whether or not I would commit to doing Oracle School, because I knew that if I were to create another school, it would be for a minimum of 10 years. That was my commitment. My husband and I said, like, we can never close this. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And so we put out a course to see just how it would go. And a lot of those students are still with us today. So that's pretty cool. Yes, you were. It was amazing. Betsy's a beta. I'm a beta. Okay. Doug, do you have anything to add?
A couple of things I just want to add. People are asking about, like, when do I do the work when the class is open? So, Anna, you might want to talk about how the timing goes, like that the class open, when the content opens online, and then how we bring up we give you a space to kind of play with it a little bit, but then Colette and I are always giving you time so that when we get to talk about that content, it's kind of in review. We may sometimes do a little in like pre-conversation, but can you talk a little bit about that, Anna?
Yes. Okay, so module one has dropped. It always drops on Monday. Okay, so now this week, we're not really discussing module one because not everybody has gone through module one or read module one. So what we do instead was, this is orientation. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything in a module that Colette, Doug, or I think we need you to know or pay attention to, that is brought up this week. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, the module is discussed. We collect questions from you. You come up, you ask questions. We talk all about that module. And then we introduce the next module. Once again, we say, hey, you might want to pay attention to this in this module that comes up. So we're always presenting the module a week behind when you've gotten it. This way, everybody has a chance to read through it and be able to present questions.
The other thing is that you're going to notice this is really, really fat. This course has a lot in it. And so you are not expected, the entire course, okay, remember, is being dropped over 7 or 8 weeks, right? You are not expected to get all of that work done in the 2 months. You have the integration phase to go over it. So you're introduced to it. The reason we do it that way is really for a learning experience. It's the way the brain works. We're able to tactile. It's a touchy. We hear it. We see it. Ooh, that could be a good question. Oh, I have to come back to that. And because it's too much. You have to know that this is too much. None of you are expected to take a module and finish it in a week. That's not what we're doing. You start it in that week. You go through the main points in that week. And then we do it again during the integration phase. So remember that this is not like I got to cram this in this amount of time. You are being introduced to the content. So you integrate it in your psyche, in your heart. You're playing with the different oracles. You're tuning in to the outer world as the oracle. And this takes time. It's a process. It's like we simmer you for these months. That's why we're here for a number of months. You cannot do this course in 7 weeks. You just can't. It's impossible. Yeah.
One of the things that I love too, Colette, is that when we have those experiences, and every time we teach this class, the same questions come up. I'm so behind, such and such is going on, such and such is happening. Even tonight we've had that, and for very legitimate reasons, you know. Mm-hmm. What I want to just invite all of you is what Colette said at the very beginning. Be curious about that. Maybe that's part of the course for you. Be curious and say, well, that's interesting. I'm feeling guilty about not doing this. Why is that coming up? Is that part of my own pattern? Mm-hmm. And one of the things you'll hear us talk a lot about in this program is this.
Can you hear me?
Rose? So, not sure. There he is. Okay, now you're back.
Sorry.
One of the things in this program we talk a lot about.
Experience. It's how wisdom is lived experience. It's not head experience. So it's not just taking in content. It's almost an embodying and an integrating of that content within yourself. Mm-hmm. So.
I love that. Again, wisdom is integrated experience, right? So knowledge is what we're giving you in these chunk of time, this intense chunk of time. And then we turn it into wisdom. That's why it's called shared wisdom. And that's why you practice. And that's why Anna has all those calls with you. As you keep coming in and saying, okay, here's what I'm getting. Here's what do you see? And, you know, you start to make this a muscle that you've gone to the gym and you are now getting stronger and stronger, right? And we embody this work. It has to become a part of us. And that's why it takes time. That's why no one is behind.
Mm-mm. Yes. And I'd also like to say, for those of you who are, this is your first time in Shared Wisdom, if you haven't heard us talking about it before, after this phase, when integration begins, you're going to, we once again review each module, but that gets done separately from what Colette and Doug do. Colette and Doug will have a call each month, and have topics of how, so that you can start integrating what you've learned into your life. Mm-hmm. Instead, you know, so they go through different topics. We've done it on prosperity, on relationships, on, you know, just all sorts of things. It's just integrating that into your life. So it really is, it's very rich. So don't worry, like, oh no, I'm behind. It's like, no such thing.
Oh yeah. And it really, yeah. No, there's no such thing. And I know that some of you, it's an interesting thing, because in January, there was a lot of losses for a lot of people. It was interesting, right, Doug? We noticed that, yes. January, a lot of deaths, a lot of, you know, a lot of people got their lives turned upside down in the month of January. It's a funny thing, at least in our circle. And so we want you to know, for those of you who wrote us and say, oh my God, my life got turned upside down in January, you know, this, we are here for you. This experience is going to support you in a way that nothing else will. So if you can focus on this, then that ends up to be less of a burden. You'll start to realize that you have a focus in here. It really helps you focus and recognize that the world around you is a very, very different, you know, it just changes, it transforms it. So yeah, we're giving you a really big hug, big, big hug. Yeah. I love that. The hurry, we're conditioned for distraction too, is the other thing. And I think that's why people are not really keen on Facebook. And one of the reasons I disabled my Twitter account, for example, I'm like, we don't go on Twitter. Let's get rid of Twitter. I mean, there's too many distractions, too much noise. So that's also, this is in the past few years, our social conditioning has been to become deeply distracted and somehow outraged. So that is the other thing. That's the sharing guidelines are very, very important here, to be reminded of that we keep the grit and we put it in the page, on the page, and we bring our epiphany into the room. That doesn't mean that we can't say, I'm having a difficult day, but then we say, so I got on my bird and this is what happened. Thank goodness for this. So we can say, this is what's been going on. I've lost my husband. I'm really been feeling lost. But you know what I did? I went over this homework and I realized if I did this one thing, I could see myself with a different perspective. So that's how we want the conversation to go. You don't have to totally edit yourself, but you can't vomit in the room. You know how I talk, right? And you have to remember that we're managing a few hundred people in here. How many people? 400 people, Anna, are in the class, or 300?
We have about, yeah, almost 400, like three, if everybody joins us, yeah. We have about 375.
So we want to remember that when you don't process on your own or with somebody else, it's like dipping ink in clear water. Right? So there's certain things, for example, we like you to do. If there's an issue that needs to get discussed, you go directly to Anna. You don't put it in the room. If there's technical issues, it's Jill, right? So it's Jill at colorandread.com. So we have a tech person, a customer service person, right? So you know where to direct those things. They're not going to be answered in the room, because then everybody's confused. Like, why is this person saying this and asking this, right? So right. that way we really get a sense of how well you can be energetically together, because you're all very sensitive. So that brings me to talk about the energy of our bodies, which I do mention in this first module. So I think it's really useful.
Before you go there?
Yes, okay.
I just wanted to, as far as contacting me, you are all free to private message me. I know in Personal Mastery, I discouraged that only because there were 1,200 of you. But right. In here, we're a much smaller group. Please private message me and email me with any questions that you have at all. I will, if I have to direct you to Jill, I will. But don't worry, you're welcome to do that, because we're together for a long time here. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
You might need an assistant, Anna. One day we are hiring Anna an assistant. Yes, we are. But right now we can't afford one. Once there's more of you next year. Okay, so here's the other thing. We have this relatively small group. And we also now expand. We've expanded the group, so you're not in that small room with 50 people. Now you're in a room with 10 times that many. So you're going to also want to expand your committee or your, what did we call it, the council, your council.
Council.
Right? Yeah. So people have been asking what Oracle card decks to buy. Hi, Robert. So we, here's who, what I suggest, right? So the we obviously have WOTO, and yes, you're going to two time on WOTO. Okay. So I like this deck, the Spirit Animal deck. Remember, you can get these on your iPhone app, right? So you can use your app for this, which is a little less expensive. The only problem is that Hay House does not make Android. Their developer is in India, and they don't make Android apps, which is a big drag, but or the deck. The other decks that I think are really useful for this kind of course is the Enchanted Map, right? One of the older decks. The Enchanted Map is really good for this course, as is the Hidden Realms. So these are my older decks. Wisdom of Avalon is good. the Goddess deck, if you can. Now, this is a collector's edition, yes. Oh, that's the Goddess deck, yes. That is a little more expensive because it is a, yes. Yes. So you can switch out by the app and the card deck yourself, right? You can, now, like I said, the Goddess deck is a much bigger, it's a bigger deck. It's like the Mystical Shaman. That's why it's more money. Hay House did a lot more. They invested in the design. It's so beautiful. And it's considered a collector's item with Mystical Shaman. So Mystical Shaman, I'm going to be honest, unless you're really into that world, is a difficult deck to use in this, in the way that we're working here. Unless you're really drawn to the Mystical Shaman Oracle, I would prefer you not use it. Unless it's one of your favorites, then you use it, right? The same is the Postcards from Spirit. That is not a deck that will work in this course. It's a great deck for you to pull a card for one, you know, like as if, you know, your guardian angel or your loved ones in spirit was sending you a postcard, but you only can pick one card and it has one message for the day. You can't do readings with it. So I would, you know, as much as I'm telling you not to buy, and do not buy the Oracle of E. I did that with Pam Grout. It's really for millennials. It's very sarcastic. And I would never have done that deck again if I had asked to do it today. I don't want you to get that deck. Do not get that deck. Don't use it in this course. You will waste your money. I will be very honest with you. Okay. Oh, see, but Debbie, Mystical Shaman is your favorite. Then you use Mystical Shaman.
Another one, Colette, that we found people have really liked, and if you have it, is the Good Tarot deck. Now, it's not one of the primary decks you would use, but it's definitely one of those decks that can really inform a reading and or a spread when you're doing cards later. So just know it's really honing in on those newer decks, or even some of the older ones that are really Colette's kind of the ones you've done on your own, really, not the ones you've done with other people per se. Yeah.
So exactly. But the only one that I've done with somebody else that I would recommend is the one with Alberto Villaldo. But yeah, as much as I would hate to say this, the Oracle of E, I kind of like to throw it away. And it doesn't work. It doesn't. Yep. Pam wanted to do it, right? So anyway, what does work is Wisdom of the House of Night. Now, that was made specifically for the House of Night young adult series with PC Cast, who is an old friend of mine, and she asked me to create an Oracle deck for her world. So although it's skinned, like it has characters for her world, etc., it actually works as an Oracle. So if that's something you're attracted to, you can use that one. Again, not my first choice. So if you're going like nuts on Colette Baron Reed decks, don't buy Oracle of E. Wisdom of the House of Night, not so much. And Postcards from Spirit, beautiful, but really they're a one day kind of thing, one a day. So don't use that for our purposes. They're all good. Okay, perfect. Great. So, like Pokemon, Allison says, I already have them all, just like Pokemon. Yeah, the House of Night is beautiful, Trish. Thank you for liking it. And And should we already have our decks? And is four decks enough? It's up to you. We usually use five. So five decks is really a nice size. That's including, so four more besides the wisdom of the oracle. Go ahead, Anna.
We don't do our council until module two.
Yeah, you have plenty of time.
So you have plenty of time.
Yeah. Sorry, Doug?
Just 2 weeks. So you'd have about a week to 2 weeks to get the other decks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Especially if you're waiting for the goddess deck.
That's coming on Tuesday. I know. I'm really excited. So people have been getting theirs delivered already. So they pre-ordered on Amazon and it's showing up. Yeah, Spirit Animal is a really good deck for you guys to be using because it was created to work as an oracle specifically with the other decks that are all meant to be used together. So I created the Goddess deck to work with Spirit Animal, to work with Woto, to work with my earlier decks, just not those decks that I talked about. Yeah. So so when we think about, let's go back to when we talked about our bodies. So I want you to be really careful about being grounded versus being ungrounded. One of the issues that all of us have when we're exploring the realms beyond the five senses is that it's possible for you to get ungrounded. Now, what is ungrounded feels like? Well, ungrounded means that you could bump into a wall. Like one of the reasons I stopped riding my motorcycle is because I know I'm not grounded enough to stay on a bike, right? I was actually a hazard on the road after a few years. I realized, ooh, that's not good. So when we explore this realm, we can tend not to pay attention to our bodies. And our bodies is where all the truth is. Right? So we need to remember that self-care is number one in this course. Salt baths, Himalayan salt baths. If you can get a couple of Himalayan salt blocks, they sell them on Amazon. They put sushi on them in sushi restaurants. They're inexpensive. They're usually two of them. They're your foot, either 1 foot on one foot on the other. And if you sit barefoot on the blocks, and your cat will love it, your dog will lick it, and it's not bad for them. Likely they won't like it because it's too salty, unless you have a deer in the house, in which case they will eat them. But you don't have a deer in the house. I digress. So they will really help you keep clearing out the positive ions and releasing the negative ions, which is really, really good. Both feet, 2 for 2 feet, exactly. And if you can't get them in your country, Fatima, what's really, really good is to have a bottle of salt water, a bowl of salt water under your desk when you're sitting. And I was taught that when I studied Reiki and I became a Reiki master, my teacher, who is since deceased, taught me about that. She says, anytime you're doing a treatment, have the bowl of salt water under the table so you won't pick up the stuff from the people. And it really worked. So if you can't get the salt blocks, put salt water in a bowl, like a very, very, like even in a vase. So your cat or your dog, I mean, they won't like it anyway. They'll spit it out, but you put it in there and you change it after a few days. No, it's disgusting. You want to have like a saline. It's very, very grounding. Yeah. So, and I think that there's something to be said about, oh, I love this. Hard to put my two big feet on, but it works. It does. Your feet can be large and it doesn't matter how big they are. It's called, Lisa Williams, it's Himalayan salt blocks. Himalayan salt blocks. Oh, look at that. Rose Romani, she put salt water in a bowl under your couch. Great. So wherever you're working, a salt lamp will work. Yes, it will. We have them in everywhere in the room, but ideally you're going to want to be in the salt. So every couple of days, taking a very, very dense saltwater bath with Himalayan salts, not expensive. You can buy it in bulk. Minimum 2 cups in the bath will really help you. And it does not work the same way as magnesium salts. It's not Epsom salts. It's a completely different experience. And it really keeps you clear and keeps you grounded because you don't want to get ungrounded when you do this because you won't know whose emotions you're feeling. You know, who's in me, especially because we're now in a bigger group online, but you're now agreeing to be open and porous. That's your agreement here. I want to see how the world speaks to me. So if you don't learn how to shut down and clear, then you can get very overwhelmed and you can get very, you know, lightheaded, or you will feel emotional and you don't know why, right? And so you keep asking yourself, is this mine? Is this mine? And you'll get the hang of it. So it's that simple. Salt bath, salt bath, salt bath, salt bath. Want to add anything, Doug?
No, I think, you know, it's a distinction between what we did in personal mastery and what we do here. In personal mastery, it's about knowing thyself, as Colette talks about in the welcome module, right? But here we're adding this other dimension of working with other people. And so the first step to that is making sure you're taking care of you. And it's through the use of these types of techniques of using the sea salt. And we'll talk about some others over the course of the program. Things will come up. But just, it's really important to realize that we're shifting. And as Colette said, you're opening yourself up. This is becoming more porous. So just allow yourself to kind of find that space of care for yourself as we get started. Don't wait till later.
Yeah, don't wait till you write us and go, I feel so screwed up. No. Do it now and make it a part of this course, right? Say, oh, it's time for the salt bath. And, ooh, you know, and make it like, oh, that's interesting. Like it happened to me today. I said to my husband, I've got something on me and I don't know what it is. And I'm going to meditate and get grounded. And I felt this wave of grief. And then I looked something up and I realized, oh, wow, I get it. Somebody that I knew had gone through this big thing. And I'm like, oh, I am so porous because I'm about to teach shared wisdom, right? So I'm like, okay, this isn't mine. Bless it. Send it away. Now, let's talk about how intuition shows up in your body, right? So a simplest exercise for us to do, and let's all do it together, is to actually, let's just imagine this way, somebody that you feel really safe with. Just like close your eyes and tune into that one person that you know, if they were sitting across from you, you just feel awesome. I love this person. This is my friend. Or this is a person I feel really good about myself with. Or maybe a mentor you like. Or, you know, who do you want to be with across the table? And just let yourself feel empowered. And, you know, I want you to conjure up that one person. And you know you have good boundaries with that person. Now I'm going to invite you to imagine a person you have crappy boundaries with. Somebody that dings all your codependent bells. You know you don't feel good around them. They're an energy vampire. Bring that person up and check your body and see how you feel different. Now, bring back the other person and send the other one away, like send them off. And open your eyes. Anna, did you notice the difference?
Yes, very much so. I actually felt like I was shrinking into my chair. Just stay away.
Yeah. How about you, Doug?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was just the experience of kind of wanting to put guards up and protect myself and feeling kind of zapped in my energy on the second one, but feeling completely bigger and more expansive with the first one because I felt safe. I could be all of myself, more of myself in that space.
Yes. Okay, this is really important. This one tiny little exercise that I gave you to do right now is something that you have to be very aware of. If you don't feel like the first one, they gotta go. And you have to learn, you will learn in this program how to recognize when something doesn't feel right and you are not allowed to try to fix it, right? So we're learning that most of us in here, especially if we're healer types, are attracted to door number two. Okay. And what we're learning here, right? You feel like as the energy zapper, like I felt very defensive. The minute I connected to mine, I'm like, put up your dukes, or I had to fix it, or like, how do I make this better? Or what? And the first one, I was just, wow, I can learn from this person. I can be here. So you want to cultivate that feeling of the first one and get really clear that you want to walk away. When anything or person brings that up, you need to take a timeout. So when we get to the place, the times when we share wisdom with other people, that's what you're looking for. How do I feel right now? And everybody's going to be doing it, by the way. So you're going to be learning together, like going, you know, the way we shared right now didn't sit well with me. Can we do it again and try it from a different way? So you're going to learn that some things feel good and empowered and other things don't. And so we're all going to learn this in here. And we're going to learn that it's awkward, you know, with our sharing partners over time, like, oh yeah, this is a really good way of doing this. This is not working for me. Right. And so this is, if we're going to learn to share wisdom, and if we're going to learn to tune into the outer noise, we have to sort through it, right? We have to sort through it. Which is the empowering information? Which is the one that lights me up? We want to look for those things, and we have to know how to spot the other one, because the other one is very seductive. So it's just the nature of it. It doesn't mean it's bad or, you know, no good, right? Like Trish Nichols, like it's like it's in your throat. It feels like it's in your body. I feel, you know, yeah. Rhonda was saying too, I have so many siblings. That one was the comfortable one and the other one was the energy vampire. Exactly. So, Colette, you don't have to have a number one person in your life yet. We can be your number one person, right? Like it doesn't have to be a person right now, but you can conjure up what it would feel like to feel really good and expansive in front of and being with somebody that you trust, like a person that's good. You got to have one person that you've known that doesn't make you feel like you're trying to run away into a closet, right? You have a group of trusted people, Shelley. Me too. I mean, you have to remember that you're choosing. So the longer you're in this course, the more that's a number one priority for you, right? This feels great. Need that? Not to buy. Gotta go. Right? Gotta go. Yeah. Let her go. Exactly. So the body is your best friend, and your body will tell you. You will get either a constricted feeling in your throat or your chest. You might feel it in your stomach. There's some way that you will feel this, a contraction. Like Anna was like wanting to shrink in her chair. Me, I wanted to like go like this. Or feeling like, oh yeah, I can be here. Yeah, this feels good. I'm like that with Anna. I pick up the phone with Anna or Doug, you know, it's like, oh, I feel so good when I hang up, you know, and I have a friend, Lisa, that's like, but there's other people, I'm not going to call them up and say anything, or I'm going to realize that I have to set a boundary here. This is right. You learn this here. You have to, because you're asking to be open to every bit of information. And that means you're going to get this exponentially back. So it's not that it's gotten worse. It's that you've gotten more tuned in. Right? That's all. It's not that it's gotten any worse. It's that you feel it more, right? You set a boundary by deciding not to be open to them, Trish. Exactly. It's like, and Fatima, yes, it's hard to breathe, but let's remember that good one, right? We don't want to, and don't watch the news during shared wisdom if you can. I mean, here's the thing. It's good to be informed about what's going on in the world, but don't sit there and have your face suction cupped onto CNN. Right. And do not go on Twitter. And if you can avoid any kind of social media hysteria, you know, or comments or things like that, stay off the YouTube comments. People get very triggered. And what we want for you is to give you a really contained experience where you're like, you've got the blinders on. We're shared wisdom now. Right. We're kind of keeping that noise as much away from us as possible. Catherine was saying, is there a difference between that and asking what is reflecting or mirroring me from that person? You're ahead of us. So this is different. The thing that I'm just a very simple thing. Do I feel good? Do I not feel good? And yes, afterwards, of course, once you are away from that, you can say, what in me is attracted to that? What in me is mirrored in that person? Yes, but we don't sit and analyze that while we're feeling shitty, right? Like that we don't, that's not what we're doing while we're in it. We have to get away. We have to move, right? We move our minds, exactly. You watch Ellen since winter started. I love it. We have to guard what enters our consciousness. Thank you, Robert. You said it very succinct. Exactly. We just want to pay attention to what comes in. Yes, Anna. Hey, you guys talk.
Okay. Just one more suggestion. During when Oracle School is in session, I pretty much unfollow most of the people that I'm friends with on Facebook so that I'm not distracted by all of the other noise. So you might want to try that. You don't have to, like, you can silence them. You can silence them for 30 days, even just to move you past that, so that when you come on to do your work in the classroom, you're not distracted by everything else that you're seeing being posted.
Yeah, I turn off all my notifications. The only thing I see is shared wisdom. I saw my mastermind, which is closing. So I only watch what I'm focused on. And even sometimes, you know, with shared wisdom, you might want to come into the room to see what's going on instead of watching all the notifications. So we just want to make it, these are things that you don't think about until they happen, until you're like, ah, I feel like buffeted by this. And remember, we're actually committing to more sensitivity by doing this course, right? That is the byproduct of this. So we're saying, okay, let's minimize any issues that you might have entering into the class, right? Just to be more secure, safe, and grounded. Anything to add, Doug?
Yeah, one of the things I think is important too is that practice noticing in this course. Practice allowing yourself that when things come up, when you're in a relationship or you're in with a person and you start to notice, this feels different. This feels odd. This feels maybe not like what I was thinking it was going to feel like. Just notice that. What I don't want any of us to do, there are people that we know we need to set boundaries with, and we should always be doing that. But one of the things I think could be easy is we could kind of become like a kid with a hammer and everything becomes a nail.
Yeah, no,
and
we don't want that.
We don't want to do that. So we're not like saying, you're in the good pile, you're in the bad pile. You're in the good pile, you're in the bad pile.
Just and noticing.
It's noticing. And what's so important is that we're helping you to tune your instrument. We're helping you to tune your instrument to what your body tells you, what spirit tells you, but also what are you noticing when you're working with other people. And so part of that is the self-care to get clear. Part of that is making sure you're noticing and giving a little space before you make judgments. Oh, that's what it feels like when I have a good connection with somebody. Oh, that's what it feels like when I have a vampiric connection with somebody. I'm paying attention to that. So really allow yourself to put in a place of pause and notice before you go quickly to react and respond, because that will help you kind of learn about what your own spirit and how your intuition is picking things up.
I love that you brought that up, Doug, because it does, you know, when I was saying set a boundary, you're right. It's not like take your hammer and everything is a nail you have to hit on the head, like, go away, you're bad, I don't feel good. No, you might have had indigestion because you ate too much pie the night before. You know what I mean?
That's never happened to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. So you have to sort of say to yourself, like, okay, like, I'm noticing I'm not feeling great. It's not like, I'm not feeling great, get out of here. It's like going, I have to tune in. It's about noticing this and noticing, I feel really expansive here. This is good. I'm noticing this is not feeling as good, right? That's it. So I know, like, Catherine, like, you feel a lot, sometimes you tune out everything. It is healthy to tune in, but have a little distance, right? That's what we're always in the observer here. And once you realize that your number one priority every day is I got to get into the observer, then nothing is personal. Nothing. Then it's all about tweaking and moving and choices. Right.
Colette, I'm wondering if you want to talk a little bit about this idea that we mentioned in some of the welcome content about the transpersonal.
Yes.
And how it's kind of moving up above that a little bit.
Sure. So we all know what personal means. Personal means that we take in information and we relate it to ourselves by identifying with it. So we identify with the feeling and we say, I am this. right? I am this. Well, this course, we work in the transpersonal, which is that which is above the I, right? It's not about me. It's not about I. It's about this. So no longer do we take it personally. We say, oh, that's interesting that this thing triggered this response, right? We're observing, oh, this response happened when that happened. So we're starting, when it comes to our deeper experience with ourselves, this is how we move beyond ourselves. And I love the way Joe Dispenza talks about when he has one of his books, I think it's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And we, in a way, we're actually doing that in here. We are creating new neural networks in your brain. Whenever you work with this content, you are making big shifts. And the more you focus on it, the more you repeat it, the more you are seeing new things because we're moving into the unknown. So the transpersonal is that which is more archetypal. We're looking at symbolic things. We're looking at patterns as opposed to my experience. It's more my pattern, or it's more the pattern that I recreate instead of this happened to me. So we get completely out of the potential of the victim and we enter into the observer. And that is what transpersonal work is. It's about working from the observer, the neutral state of mind, in order to change the chemistry of the body and the chemistry of and the vibrational pattern that the universe meets us with. So if we are consistently putting out one particular vibrational offering, we're going to get that in return. So this is why going into the transpersonal is more important.
And I think it's important to think about that the whole course is about changing your, noticing your perception and noticing the perspective that we have on a situation. So Colette talks about in the materials for this week, the welcome materials, that it's like you're learning a new language, transpersonal, because we're used to talking in the personal. We're used to telling our story in a personal way. And what we're now doing when we share wisdom with someone else is it's not about the I, it's about the transpersonal. It's moving above that. So just really kind of thinking about those patterns. So be aware of that as we go, that it will feel very different. And when you're sharing, and the sharing guidelines will help with that, that the webinar that Colette and I did that you can watch, lots of the, and you know, Anna's posts and the things that you'll hear from her and others will really support you in that too. But yeah, I love that topic. Thanks for talking about that, Colette.
Yeah. And you know, you guys have done the hard work already. Like all of you have. So if you've done personal mastery once, you've really done the heavy lifting already. And as long as you remember that there's some of these ways that you learned how to be in personal mastery, because now, you know, in personal mastery was know thyself, right? It was very personal, but we did move into the transpersonal along the way. We taught you how to do that in personal mastery. And then you got that mastery around, oh, I'm more than the I am. I am the observer. Now we know about being in the observer. So in the observer, we are then capable of seeing the patterns in our outer world, hearing the kledons, recognizing what we see in a dinner plate. And I'm going to teach you guys how to do all of these really unique and unusual things to see and to prove that the universe is always talking to us in ways that are shocking and mundane all at the same time. And once you get that everything is magical, we will fall asleep at the wheel once in a while. A part of the journey of the human experience is spiritual narcolepsy. And I talk about that in my book, Uncharted. We are going to fall asleep at the wheel. But as I said at the beginning of personal mastery, our real goal is to be 80% wizard and 20% muggle. Okay, so 80% magic and 20% mundane, right? We really want to get there. So it's like moving over there and seeing more of that and knowing that this is okay, that this and that both, you know, there's a tension going on. And the thing that what makes this course, I think, really powerful now is because we really live in fascinating times right now. I mean, honestly, there's not one place on the planet that doesn't have some kind of upheaval because of a necessary change. So everybody is a little uncomfortable right now. And so nobody really knows the rules, but we have a container in here and we have a very safe container through which that we can explore different ways of having a perception and perspective not just in our lives, but the global life too. So, and our space, our experience inside the environment that we find ourselves in. So it's pretty fascinating. Anna, do you have something you want to add? I believe your mind is working 10 times faster.
My mind is working because I just wanted to add, as I think about it, and I know that just because Doug and Colette are the teachers and we are your guides on your journey, it doesn't mean that we don't also have to navigate our own lives and navigate the people in our world. Okay, so we are living this as well and learning each time we have to go into a situation where we need, maybe we've forgotten to put our shield up and step into something that feels icky and sticky and yuck and get sucked on energy vampires.
We've had some. We have had some sticky, icky, yuck to deal with. And, right? And we all have to do our work. And we're always doing our work. For those of you who have been around a long time, you know how we've all changed, right?
Yeah. Yes. So it's ever evolving. It doesn't. You don't get to, I finished shared wisdom. I'm all done now.
Yeah. But that's why it's really great. We kind of created this so that it could be an ongoing community where we do it again every year. And that's why we had so many students come back again, which was shocking to us. But it was like, wow, like 600 people came to retake. I mean, that's crazy. And realizing that, it's because we are building this incredible community based on these amazing guidelines, and we're all working it together. So, it's really, I think, a tremendous growth opportunity for everybody. But as Anna said, we are doing our work too, and we check in every week and, okay, this is what's going on. Like, how do we handle this? And what does it tell us about, our experience? Like, we share our wisdom, say like, okay, this brought this up for me. And, I can see how I could change that. Or, this really, it's really good. It's good for everybody. We do the course along with you, basically.
Yeah.
And that's basically, we do it too. And we do, we want you to understand the humanity of this. Like, I remember this, a very funny story. So Marianne Williamson, who, God bless her, is running for president now. And we love each other. I love Marianne. I've gotten to know her well. She's a Hay House author. And she was the person who first gave me my testimonial for my first book. But she was at that time not at all comfortable with the concept of sharing. Like, I share. I learned how to share in 12-step programs. I'm a sharer. I want to tell, I'm going to say, this is what happened to me. This is what I'm like now. And this is what I had to do to get there. She goes, you don't show your dirty laundry. And I'm like, I show a lot of my dirty laundry. Yes, all of it, the dirtiest parts. So it's like, that's the way I teach. I'm going to teach through my humanity. That same with Doug and same with Anna. If we've gone through something, we'll process it and say, here's what happened with us. And this is what we did to change it. So you know that there's a human side to this. There's a human piece of this. It's not the time of the guru anymore, right? The human parts. Yeah, it's official, Shelley. It is. Yeah, she's amazing. Amazing. I think she's an extraordinary woman. And I'm sure now she's, it's a different story now, but that was like 2006. That was 13 years ago. And I remember going, yes, I have to share my laundry. That's all I got. So yeah, examples and empathy. Exactly. Examples and empathy. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I was wondering, I sent you a note, Colette. I don't know if you saw it, but module one, there is some content and that I think it might be good to just get a little pre-read on for everybody. And that's the assessment questions. I sent it to you by a message. So I think that's a really good thing to take some time this week and maybe give yourself some breathing room with that. And I wondered if you wanted, that might be something we talk about. I know we want to do a meditation too. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go through this together. So here we have in the module one assessment questions, we want you to come in really clear about what you've experienced before. Thanks, Doug. I didn't see it there. So the first question we say, looking back over personal mastery, how did I begin? So I really want you to spend some time and think about what it was like for you when you first joined. Go back and think, wow, this is who I was. So think about, what was your dominant energy? That's something you want to sit with. So like, what was I like? What were my motives for coming to a course? Like, your motives are really clear, important to recognize. Like, sometimes you came in with a motive like, oh, if I go, I'm going to get this. Or you go, you know, I don't know why I'm going. That's how I met Anna. Anna had no idea why she was coming to my course, but I sure knew. Anyway, so, and then you say, what was the most important lesson I learned? I know for us, I know I can't speak for Anna or for Doug, but for me, my important lesson that I learned was not to be rigid and to trust that, you know, that this is an evolving being. Like, everything that we've created here is a living, breathing thing, and that I can't be too rigid. I have to allow it to grow with, like, the fluid container. So that was one of my biggest important things. And also that to be very careful what my attraction to things that are part of my own pattern. So, for example, what was the most important lesson I learned? What were my biggest epiphanies? Where am I now? So you really have to assess, like, wow, I started here and now I'm here. And then before you get into the work, you say, is there anything I need to clean up entering this new home? I know somebody posted, I don't remember who it was, but they got the orphaned card. And often we come into these new situations feeling that we might not be connected, right? We might feel left out, or somehow we're not good enough and our worthy buttons get pushed, right? So do you have to clean that up? Do you have to take a look at your sabotaging behaviors, for example? Like, do you know that that's part of something that you do, or like getting overwhelmed? And like Doug said earlier, like, you just say, oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting pattern. Maybe I shouldn't bring that. Like, we have to Marie Kondo our heads. What's the name of that TV show? The Kondo, Marie Kondo cleaning up?
I think something like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The cleaning up thing, right? So we got to Marie Kondo ourselves. And then what am I most proud of? What am I most proud of, right? And what do I wish I could have done more with grace? And then moving forward, what commitment do I need to make to myself, right? So this program is a commitment to you, commitment to yourself. And then what commitment do I need to make to the community? So, for example, a good one, I know what we do, and Anna is really good at this, and she taught me this, because I'm a more reactive. My Mars is in Aries on my astrology chart, so I am born to be a bull in a china shop and very impulsive. And Anna is very, we're going to put a pin in that. Let's breathe. Right? So I have changed drastically. That's one of the things I'm most proud of, is that I'm putting a pin in things before I say anything. And that really, it's true, and therefore there's more grace, right? I'd like to do that even more now. Like, you think about those things, right, for you. And then can I accept that everyone is in a learning mode, and no one is going to do this perfectly or the way I want it? Am I willing to live in 24-hour compartments? Right? Am I right? And can I accept or can I commit to using my journals for my storytelling and the Facebook classroom to share my insights, right? So we want to have that really well thought out this week before we start the course. Like, really assess yourself and spark your joy. Thank you. Number 1-836-12942.
I think
there's no name there. There's just a bunch of numbers.
I love that. Some of these questions are good questions for journaling, you guys.
Yeah.
So bring out your journals, kind of sit, some of them you want to just sit with and see what comes up. Some of them you might, like, there might be something that comes up, like, you know, if you realize that there's something you need to clean up before entering your new home, you could ask spirit, you know, ask the oracle cards. What do I need to know for my highest good about this situation? How to clean this situation up? You know, some of them you might want to pull a card for, but it really is important to kind of just be with these questions. I think about, I've been doing a lot of work on learning and facilitation skills around questions. I'm actually teaching a program this week in Switzerland, and
that's part where you're right now in the middle of the night, just so you all
know. Yeah, this is why you get pajama Doug in the middle of a hotel conference room in Switzerland with really bad Wi-Fi.
Pajama Doug.
Pajama Doug. Yeah, it's gym shorts, literally. Like, you get, there they are.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Doug's in Zurich in the middle of the night, you guys.
I am, yes. But the funny thing is, the thing about it is like, it is about us being with these questions. It's about letting the question be with us and seeing what it wants to pull out of us and emerge. So I really want to encourage you guys to just let these questions sit with them. I'd even print this page out. Let it be there. Let it be around you. Just notice it. Put it in your journal. These are the things that I really want to just encourage you to hold with you this week. It's really important.
Yoko Suzuki, she says, sorry, I will join the Facebook just for this class. Then you can unjoin the Facebook. So Dana says, how do we handle being authentic if we are struggling with a personal or painful issue or know we need to clean it up, but sometimes that takes time, or is it just a shift of perspective? Sometimes it's just a shift of perspective and a commitment to cleaning it up, right? Like maybe you can't make an amends to a person directly. So you write it in your journal. I'm releasing you. You do the Ho'oponopono prayer. You know, there's a lot of different ways. Yes, Shelley, that is Yuko. So there's very, you know, different ways that you can move beyond where you are in order to clean things up. There's no one perfect way to do anything. It's just really commitments on how you can shift. Shelly Sagan is all excited because she might know. Teresa, it's the Ho'oponopono prayer. So the Ho'oponopono prayer, what is the name of Joe Vitale's book? Do you know? He wrote a great book on the Ho'oponopono prayer. If you look up Joe Vitale, V-I-T-A-L-E, he wrote a book, and I don't remember what it was called, but it is about how to work with the zero limit. Thank you, Judy. The zero limit or zero limits. It's really amazing. So thank you, Anna. Ho'oponopono, which is, I'm sorry, forgive me, I'm sorry, I love you, thank you. And then you feel it with all your body and you release, anything that's, cluttering up your head. Sitting with the questions and not letting yourself get too bogged down intellectually with them. Really more about noticing how they make you feel, right? Just, and they're all, created for something specific in mind. I'm going to pull a couple of cards for everybody tonight, if that's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pull one card from each deck. All right. So I'm going to use three decks tonight, just three. You can't leave Woto. So I'm going to ask the cards, my little mini council here, what does Spirit want everybody here to know about entering into shared wisdom? Okay, that's very funny. Yes, the I Awake does meditation. Oh, that's so great. What can you all expect by being part of shared wisdom? Okay. What can we all expect? Oh, so good. So the first card, of course, was message in a bottle. So shared wisdom is actually learning how to find the message in a bottle, right? Which I thought was pretty cool. The second card that I got from Woto that stuck to it was peace, right? So that we need to be at peace, that sense of wearing the world loosely. And being in the world, but not of the world, right? So just being present to everything. I thought that was pretty funny. And then for spirit animal, we all got cow spirit to remember that the universe is abundant and that everything that we need is there for us. We just have to trust. It's natural position in the world is to give to us in such a way that we are nourished. So it represents nourishment. And to match the cow spirit is Oshun. Now her name is spelt Oshun, O-S-H-U-N, and there's so many different ways to pronounce it. I've been schooled a few times by experts on my YouTube channel. It's said Oshun and sometimes Oshun. So however you say it, that's the goddess of generosity. And she really reminds us that everything, like the cow, that everything. So you say Ochun, Ochun. Oh, that's so interesting. See, there's another way of saying it. Anyway, she reminds us that when we are generous, that the universe is generous back to us, and that this is a give and take, And so shared wisdom is about sharing the nourishment and the generosity that we are committing to each other in here to share, right? It's pretty amazing. I know she's coming up a lot in my cards. And yes, and I do want to say thank you to Doug. You know, Doug has another job, as we know. This is his full-time job, but he actually has a full-time job that's his fake job. No, it's not.
I don't have a full-time job anymore, sort of.
No, you're as well. Well, no, that's right. You don't anymore. But my point is that he is so committed to Oracle School that he will come in his pajamas when there's a party going on upstairs in the middle of the night in Zurich.
I had to avoid the drunk people tonight, but that's okay.
Be part of us. You know, like we would come here. And I just want to say, Doug, we go back a long way, over 20 years now. And you remember when we first had the members lounge years ago, and I bet you some of these people were part of it. You know, when we did those little calls every month and stuff, and that was, you know, that's how far we go back. That's going back to 2005. So that's 14 years ago. So it's a real privilege and pleasure that you are my co-pilot, and then having Anna, who had no idea why she came to take a class from me, and didn't know who I was, didn't know what an Oracle card was. And then one day I just said, "You're going to work for me." And she's like, "I'm not looking for a job." And I went, "Oh yes, you are. You're going to be the headmistress of my school. I'm psychic. I have your future. I see you in the future." Yes, Anna was the chosen one. That is right. That is right. I remember you drove me home from a Kripalu thing to the airport.
Kripalu.
Right, the first Kripalu. That was a year before I even decided to start Oracle School. And I called Jill and went, "That Anna, I'm going to hire her. She doesn't know it. I don't know what for. I know she's going to work with me. I have no job, but I don't know why. And I see it. Some big thing is going to happen." And then that summer I started Oracle School. And then I told her a year later. But anyway, so to be part of this, you know, to be part of this is just such a wonderful and magical becoming for all of us. And so we know that you are equally as magical in our world for us, because you are the people that give us the thing to do, right? And we watch you grow. And I'm just so proud of all of you, you know, that you decided to do this and to sign up with us again and to go this deep for you. It's pretty amazing. Yay. So I'd love to, I think tonight let's close with a meditation. Or do you want to, I think that's about time, right? And we talked a lot for tonight. I think they all need you guys just need to integrate this and start reading the materials, etc. So I want you to imagine that we are all sitting around in a circle. So let's close our eyes. And there's 400 of us. That's a big number, but we're up in the top of a crystal mountain. And the earth is a tiny ball beneath us. And we're in this magical place. The sky is dark. It's black as ink. And tiny, tiny stars sparkle like diamonds. And a warm breeze with a little cool edge. It's just perfect, moves around our circle. And if you can imagine that our circle is tiers of people. So we have one circle and there's four layers. So each circle has 100 people. And then the circle is a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. Four deep. And it feels good to be home. And in the center is a tower of violet flame and light. And it billows and dances and turns, and all kinds of diamonds and beautiful things sparkles out of it that just disappear quickly as soon as you see it. And every one of us begins to glow. And the violet flame goes down and down and down until it's no more than a foot above. It hovers above the ground. And tiny sparks of pink light. Begin to jump out of this flame and draw threads of magic to each and every one of us as if it was weaving us into a dream catcher. And every thread that connects us lights up and connects to our heart. And our hearts begin to glow a beautiful magenta, pink, and violet, and red. And breathe in the hope and the love, and think about gratitude, about how grateful we all are to be together. And through the threads, the filaments of light, we send our gratitude and our love to every person. For we know we don't do this alone. Everyone is important. Everyone is magic. Now place your hand on your heart and imagine, because we are woven in this dream catcher, in this spiral web of creation, we are capable of sending to every person on this planet love and care and hope, especially to those who are unloved, who are frightened, who are hopeless. They can have hope and love and possibility. Because when we grow and when we connect to the source, we do it on behalf of the multitudes, not just for ourselves. What we do matters. What we do matters. Now take a deep breath and imagine from the top of your head, a silver strand of sparkling light comes down through your head and into your heart and twines through like ribbons of pink and silver light now, all through the circle. Dreams do come true. There is nothing in the way of your most beautiful, magical self. Nothing. Now imagine you bring your hands, well actually don't imagine, you actually bring your hands close to your mouth and imagine you have a ball of sparkling energy. And you're going to gift it to everybody in the group by blowing it in. All the love is for you. Oh, that was awesome. And so it is.
Yes. Aho.
Yeah, aho. Yeah. Thank you all so much. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to have you in here. So for those of you who have not yet joined the Facebook group, please do and send Anna, please do send Anna a note. And if you haven't been on the live call tonight, there's a bunch of people who didn't come. If you're watching this in a replay and you have not yet joined the Facebook group, just in closing, don't forget, because that's where all the magic happens. Just our Facebook group, nobody else's group, our group, just ours. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Anna, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for answering that call that you had no idea why you were coming. Doug, thank you
for, thank you.
For showing up at one of my gigs 5 years ago. Because look where we are now, right? It's just so amazing. And thank every single person in here for coming, the new students especially, welcome. and the returning students. Wow. Yeah. We love you all. Yeah.
We love you guys.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Love you all. Bye. Take care. That was so awesome. Do I?